Today we'd like to see the title of Philadelphia in the book of Revelation chapter 3 verses 7 through 13. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, what do you mean Philadelphia? What do you mean Philadelphia? Question 2, in verse 8, you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. What do you mean? You have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. What do you mean? Last question, what do you mean? Verse 13, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. First of all, we want to see a little background over chapter 3, book of Revelation. First of all, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation is Jesus Christ's revelation, which God gave him to show his servants. God gave Jesus Christ to show his servants things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. Basically, God delivers God's word to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ delivered it to his angel and to his servant John, one of Jesus' disciples, John. So basically, the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ through angel to John. Then verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars which you saw. John saw the seven stars in my right hand, in Jesus Christ's right hand, and the seven gold lampstands. So John saw vision, one seven stars in Jesus' right hand. The other one is the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angel of the seven churches. So seven stars are seven angels of the seven churches. The angels, Greek word, means messenger. So the angel is implication of pastor, or a church spiritual leader kind of thing. And the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. So Jesus saw seven stars, seven angels, seven lampstands, seven churches. Seven churches are representative over churches. So now we want to see Philadelphia churches. So in the last days, we can see two types of church, Philadelphia or Laodicea church. So today, we are going to see Philadelphia church. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write. So to the messenger of the church in Philadelphia write. So angel is star, star is messenger. Messenger is deliverer of God's word to his ship. So that is might be prophet or pastor. So Philadelphia means brotherly love. That is human love. So not agape. Agape is God's love. So God is omnipresent everywhere in God's love. But here, agape love. So some touchable people, brothers love. So this church is not big church. Probably about 100 people in a church. So church in Philadelphia, brotherly, touchable, seeable, the members in a church. So brothers and sisters, about 100 small church. These things said, he who is holy. So Jesus is holy. Jesus is the nature of holiness. It does not mean these holy things. So Jesus is holy. Jesus is true. So whatever Jesus do is everything holiness. Whatever Jesus says, everything is true. So Jesus is true. He who has the key of David. Key is a symbol of authority. So this is the Bible, Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22, cite the key of the house of David, because Jesus came from David's genealogy. So David, I will lay on his sword, so he shall open, and no one shall shut, and he shall shut, and no one shall open. So the key of David indicating the Jesus Christ authority. Key is a symbol of authority. The great commandment in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, and Jesus came and spoke to them, his disciples, saying, all authority has been given to me. All authority is to the Lord, to Jesus, not to his disciples, not to anybody. So all authority is to the Jesus. So no matter question, you should see Jesus' word, the Bible. Not his disciples, whatever said, or disciple, denomination, doctrine, really doesn't matter. We look at God's word, because all authority has been given to Jesus. So this is the same token, key of David, all authority which Jesus have. Then he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. So therefore, in order to seek Jesus' will, we should see where it is open, where it is closed. Then we are meditating God's word. Then we are always thinking to see Jesus' face, Jesus' will, Jesus' glory. Verse 8, I know your works. Jesus said, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, very great. Jesus already opened the door before you. Before you started to work, Jesus already opened the door. That's awesome. That's why we are following Jesus' direction always, because Jesus already opened the door for his kingdom, for his glory, not for self-glory, self-profit. No, no one can shut it, for you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. So this little strength, what does it mean? Little strength, such as no power of finance. That little church has no much finance, unlike Laodicea church, or no strength of a member, not many people, but local church. This is a little strength, but I have kept my word. So keep God's word, Jesus' word, because Jesus said by himself, the Bible talks about Jesus. So keep the God's word. How much we should keep God's word? All things, every word we live by, every word, not partial word, every word kept my word, and have not denied my name. What then denied? Because the Philadelphia church Christian life is like Jesus' life, not denied my name. So unfortunately, many Christian life has no difference from non-Christian life. That's an ugly thing. So have not denied my name. So Christian life is just like Jesus Christ's life. Have not denied my name. Indeed, truly, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan. Satan is accused. Satan rebelled against the Most High, against God. So Satan basically denial of Jesus as a Messiah. who says they are Jews and are not, but they alleged by themselves they are Jews, but they are not, but lie, not true. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. So let the synagogue of Satan know Jesus has loved Philadelphia Church. Church in Philadelphia. So the synagogue of Satan admitted before Philadelphia's church, Philadelphia Christians, and know that Jesus loves the Christians in Philadelphia. Verse 10, because you have kept my commandment to persevere. So faithfully, the Christians in Philadelphia keep God's word, God's commandments, faithfully, patiently. I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world. So God said, I will care to the church in Philadelphia from the great tribulation, the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world. So that is Matthew chapter 24, verses 35 through 44. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So Jesus wants us to keep, you know, God's word. You know, my words will never pass away, even if heaven, earth will pass away. So the book of Revelation, the last chapter, talks about new heaven, new earth come. But over that day and hour no one knows, not even the angel of heaven, but my Father's only. So when Jesus is coming, nobody knows that. So only God the Father knows. But as the day of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So Son of Man, Jesus Christ, coming again. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So Son of Man is coming again. Then great tribulation occurs on the earth. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left behind. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken with the Lord in heaven, the other left behind. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But now this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So unexpectedly is Jesus coming soon. Then great tribulation occurred on the earth. To test those who dwell on the earth, verse 11, behold, I am coming quickly. Quickly meaning unexpectedly. Soon, Jesus coming quickly. Hold, look fast, and hold fast. Hold firmly what you have. What you have, what you have, what God's word you have. Then no one may take your crown. Then no one take. Crown is a basic reward, you know, from coming from God. One example, the 2 Timothy chapter 4, you know, verse 8. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. You know, several crowns, incorruptible crown, joyful crown, several crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. So who loved Jesus' appearing quickly, so the God gives crown. So this the Christians in Philadelphia is keeping God's word and waiting for Jesus is appearing again quickly. Then they will receive the crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. So this Old Testament is the temple. We see temple is a shadow of the temple of in heaven, right? So the First Kings chapter 7, verse 21 said, then he set up the pillars by the vestibule of the temple. He set up the pillar on the right, called its name Jachin, and he set up the pillar on the left and called its name Boaz. So Jachin, Boaz. Likewise, so Jesus said, I will make the church in Philadelphia like a filler, like honorable in temple of my God, and he shall some kind of example honorable, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name. So Jesus really honored on the church in Philadelphia, put on Jesus' name, new name. Last verse 13, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Always the Holy Spirit says to the church. Holy Spirit is teaching God's word. Holy Spirit is never inconsistent with the God's word. So therefore, certain pastors inconsistent with God's word, forget it. Because all authority to Jesus, so we should obey God's word. Pastoral only let teach it, delivers God's word to Jesus shared, make them understand, make them comprehend God's word. That is a pastor's duty, pastoring duty, not pastor duty to make a new word, make a new dogma. No. So here, the Spirit says to the churches, so we should meditate God's word day and night. What the God's Spirit just says to church, to Christians, to Calvary Chapel, Anaheim Hills. That's why we board members praying, waiting in God's word. Which door is open? What God's word is applicable to a particular situation? This is really for God's glory or God's kingdom rather than my profit or my honor, our glory, or Calvary Chapel name, glory, forget it, any name, only glory for God. Let's see each question. In verse 1, what do you mean Philadelphia? Philadelphia meaning brotherly lover that is coming from a human being. So Philadelphia, the brother lover, so therefore this size, church member size, not many, so small members in churches, so we can see touchable brother lover. Question to in verse 8, you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. What do you mean? Little strength meaning little power over finance, or such as a little power over number kind of thing. But have kept my word, so his kept God's word, God's word, Jesus' word. Have not denied my name. So their Christian life is just like Jesus Christ's life. So unfortunately, many Christian life has no difference with non-Christian life. That's ugly stuff. But the Philadelphia Church, you know, their Christian life is just like Jesus Christ's life. So not denying Jesus' name means. Question 3, what do you mean, verse 13? He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. The Holy Spirit is leading, teaching God's word, you know, to particularly, you know, open the situation, open the circumstances for, you know, God's glory, for God's kingdom. So they are obeying, you know, God's move, God's direction with God's word. It means so. We conclude today's Bible study with the Lord's Prayer.